This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host today, George Freund from Canada. Joining us today, Max Egan from Australia. We're going to blow you away a little bit on the next segment because I've not been dull either in some of my research, but we'll go over some of the Power Mall announcements too while we have that fresh in our minds. Monday, December 31st, Tuesday, January 1st, and Wednesday, January 2nd. The warehouse is closed. It resumes operation Thursday, January 3rd. There's a year-end sale, 12% off site-wide, excluding the drop ship products. Introductory price for hempanol, 10% off, 20% off Numana products. Real Focus and Good Health Naturally, 50% off. Select products, 25% off. Renal Trex, Pet Cell Works, Maxi Focus, Liquid Turmeric. I use turmeric a lot. It's really good for you. Zero Trex, Intracal, Chaga, Charge Tea. Nothing like Chaga Tea. That's very good, too. The Topperson products, Silver Shield deodorant, Silver Foot Shield. All the good stuff at PowerMall.com, 1-877-817-9829. And now we're going to go back to the secrets of the world. And piece I came across some time ago was Why Yemen is the Next War Front, and I posted that in 2015, and it was just, if you like petroglyphs and you like ancient history and you're into a little bit of biblical history, you want to read these stones. So one of the translations I have here, the sun also did not foresee the optimal time for drinking one's fill because of the unknown powers in the world of his future offspring. And so the world of his progeny would remain sealed. We pray that the crop, people, will be purified and do not encourage the harvest of the people prematurely, as the Lord will burn the evil nations from the sky, but let the sun have dominion over the grain. As in creatures, and do not rise up until the friendly nations are here. Enter also to destroy, and let the sun predict the leader of these ripe seeds, and the sun will rejoice for the age of the box of El. The proud mother's son loves the fresh nation, but respect the dwelling place of the body and tabulate the danger from salt water. And then some missing words in the sun, but do not bind the Lord to have plenty, but unite the people in prayer on the mount. And woe, let the friends of the sun rejoice and love, because love can at last be lofty. A few more missing words, real hiding place, but wanted to agree to cause the Lord to escape. But why shed tears for the imprisoned? The mother made the construction to be worthy of the delicate Lord and to praise the Creator. So a very big part here is the son foresaw the leader, and then there's missing words, and the nation revered this son indeed. So there are very, very ancient writings in Yemen. It seems to be a poor country by our standards today, but it has a very rich and dynamic past. And the Ark of the Temple is mentioned, the box at El, mentioned significantly, and there's aerial photographs of the desert with something underneath because they buried this thing in the sand. And, we wonder why all the great powers are sparing no expense to destroy an ancient civilization, to destroy all its texts, literature, people, and put them in a complete state of chaos, when in fact this could be a cradle of civilization.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Yemen, a lot of people don't even realize that there's a war going on there. And it's been one of the longest bombing campaigns in the history of war. It's been like nearly 4 years they've been constantly bombing Yemen. And there's set to be like 6 to 10 million people are dying of starvation in Yemen right now, mainly children. And a lot of it is just destroying the infrastructure. When you look at it, there's no strategic value. You can't say this is two militaries fighting each other. I mean, Yemen doesn't have an air force. It's not like two countries at war. It's just a massive destruction of this country being undertaken by Saudi Arabia, all been funded by the West. You know, Trump's funding them and or selling arms to them, and you know, Britain's in there, Morocco's in there, everybody's in there helping them. So it's quite disgusting. And like you say, when you look at the rich history of Yemen and the type of architecture that exists there, the texts that are there, the things that are possibly buried there, plus the strategic value of the Straits of Aden, because whoever controls Yemen controls the Straits of Aden. If you control the Straits of Aden, then you, of course, control the Suez Canal, which, again, leads on to the Straits of Gibraltar. I mean, you control that whole shipping route. You've got to have all of those straits open, Suez Canal and the Straits of Aden in Yemen, and that's another reason why. But, you know, it's really about destruction, and it's quite disgusting, and nobody seems to realize it's happening. It's just a war that nobody knows about. That's one of the most brutal and longest wars that we've seen in the last few years. So it's very, very disturbing what's going on there. And like you say, there's such a rich history there. And I would suggest that's why they're doing it. I think that's why they went into Libya as well. That's why they went into Syria. That's why they've completely destroyed Aleppo. And now, as you see, like they're saying, oh, Assad's going to stay there, as we just heard in the news break. It's all okay. We're going to work it out. We're restoring diplomatic relations and all that sort of stuff. Now we've destroyed and bombed all the infrastructure, some of the most ancient cities in the world. And like Palmyra and all of these sort of places have been reduced to rubble. Now we'll restore diplomatic relations and we'll go back to normal. And that's really what it's about, is destroying the infrastructure.
Oh, indeed. One of the things that was very unique about this article, too, is the fact that it mentioned some of these petroglyphs were also on stones in Colorado. And another thing I remember from, you know, looking at, there's a chap in Australia who has found ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs in Australia. And he wants to preserve them, have them examined. He's ignored, like he's some sort of mental case or something like that. But this is an older form of hieroglyphs that precede what are in Egypt with the pyramids today. And I came across that in an archaeological magazine ages and ages ago. And, you know, it was just, okay, there's a big question that needs to be answered. How did they get there if what we have been told is up front, true, and proper? The Australians have a you know, a very, very nice bit of slang, and we can teach you a good Australian phrase, fair dinkum. And, you know, we want the truth. We want it to be fair, up front, in our face, that we have the information. And they're not going to give it to us. We're just going to have to take it. And, you know, we take it by challenging the orthodoxies and saying enough is enough. We're not going to be lied to anymore. We're not going to put up with it. And that liberates our minds. And one of the biggest things we can do to be nonconformist is to change the channel, to turn off their programming. There isn't going to be CNN going to Yemen to talk about the war atrocities like, you know, TV and papers did in the Vietnam War era. They're not going to expose this this thing to us. And it's up to us to you know, hook up with people who are, in their hearts, morally motivated to bring this to a stop. You know, I'm at odds myself with my own government, as they have no qualms about selling the Saudis all kinds of weapons to blow people to smithereens. And then at the same token, they try to stand up as humanists to say, oh, I'm so sad when, you know, someone's killed violently in the streets, so we're going to turn our own country upside down and lock up 2.5 million privately owned gun owners in this country. And, you know, Australia did the same thing, too, probably based on something that was an intelligence operation from the outset, because they have a means and a way to do it, power, and they just seem to want to make us all enslaved. And this petroglyph seems to imply that there was a great power, even back in ancient times, that was, you know, almost to a word, they're almost saying consuming the people in whatever context they mean. And, you know, you in one of your videos too, Max, you know, were insinuating that there's a mass genocide on the horizon. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I mean, it's happening now, the genocide that we're seeing everywhere. I mean, what they've done to us with the foods and the toxins and the poisons, the electromagnetic radiation, everything to do, Given the premature aging that we all suffer, I would suggest that we're supposed to live a lot longer than we do. We're supposed to live a lot longer than 100 years old. You feel this as you get older. You get to about 60 years old and you realize that you've really only just become an adult at around about 60. You know, all the stuff that we're told, you know, you spend all this time growing up. Most of the people we're dealing with out there are children. They're just children who've been programmed into thinking the way they think. And so, yeah, it's pretty shocking. But there is an ongoing effort to wipe out history and to depopulate the world, and it would appear that these depopulations happen quite frequently. You know, like I said, we're finding evidence that they've repopulated the world with children as recently as the late 1800s. And if they do that periodically, it would start to make a lot of sense. You know, it's the problem is when you look at all of these ancient structures. I don't know whether you've been to Peru, but when you look at even the stone walls around Sacsayhuaman and places like this, they look very fresh. They we're told these are ancient stone ruins, but they look like they're quite fresh, like they were built within the last few hundred years. All the edges on them are very, very fresh looking edges. They're not eroded from time and wind the way you would see, what you would expect to see on very, very ancient stones. So a lot of this stuff is just not what we're told. And it's anybody's guess what the real history is. There's a lot of people working on this at the moment trying to piece it all together, but it's really anybody's guess. But I would suggest that most of these wars we're fighting, all the wars we've fought in the last 200 or 300 years, are all the one war. It's all for Tartaria. It's all to wipe out this infrastructure, all to wipe out this lost culture. Very interesting when I look at that declassified CIA document that mentions Tartaria. That was in a meeting that was held in 1944, near the end of World War II. So you start looking at World War II, World War I and World War II, what they were really all about. You start looking at the Bolshevik Revolution, what this was really all about, the Russian Revolution. Was it really a Russian Revolution, or was it a war for Tartaria? Was it about wiping out the Tartarian culture and continuing to do it? You start looking at the samurai traditions and all this sort of stuff as well. Was this all about Tartaria? And then you start looking at things like you say with the glyphs, the hieroglyphs that are found here in Australia. You're finding these things all around the world. Even the mask, the Tutankhamun's mask, the big gold famous mask that everybody knows about. I've heard reports that gold from that mask was found in Gympie, Australia, the Gympie gold mines in Queensland, Australia. So were they King Solomon's mines, you know? There's every indication that all of these countries were connected. There was massive seafaring and trafficking, possibly even flying machines, such as the Vimana that we hear about in the ancient Indian texts. And there's evidence of this stuff all over India, like evidence of flying machines, rock carvings, temple carvings, whole temples built to celebrate these devices. So, you know, history is very, very different. If you look at history, I would suggest that the last 100 years is probably about 25% correct. And before about 150 years, it's pretty well all fabricated, from what I can find anyway. And I've done a lot of traveling, and I've spent a lot of years trying to piece history together. But I've always been considering the timeline was correct, you know, and realizing that it's wrong, suddenly all the pieces begin to fit into place.
Indeed, indeed. And we'll fit the commercials into place and see you on the other side.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
And we're live. Back to the homeschooling section of Power Hour Nation, where you see the value of not attending the state-sponsored schools as ordained in the Communist Manifesto with their 10 planks or Hitler's 8 planks for fascism, where you go to state-sponsored schools to be indoctrinated into whatever crap they want to sell you, and actually learn how to think yourself and put things together. There's something that, everyone must be aware of, really. The International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, and, I had a guest on who was a wife of a member of parliament here in Canada whose husband, she alleges, personally laundered $3 billion just, to keep the kids off the farm, I guess. And I love to go to that site every so often and muck about. And, I did when I saw Donald Trump's face there on their website with a section called The Influencers, and his circle of friends are around him, and I just picked one at random, and that was Rex Tillerson. And lo and behold, his affiliations with the Yemeni government, Yemen Gas Company, Yemen Exploration and Production Company, Marib Upstream Services Company, Yemen LNG Company, Hunt Oil, and Exxon. But whoever would have thought that there could be someone close to the president who would be so in with Yemen? And it's just absolutely disgusting, really, that, for this money, this, evil, filthy lucre, that we're quite prepared to destroy civilizations and just, kill people en masse with no regard for anything, and just, you know, basically just torture them with things. Like I even propose that explosives are a chemical weapon, really, because they are chemicals that are mixed together, frequently dry chemicals, but even wet chemicals, and they explode and they cause mass casualties. So I don't see any difference between that and poison gas. It's an instrument of murder, an instrument of mayhem, and it's something that should be an international war crime, and that our leaders are all war criminals. And somehow we get on bended knee before them to allow them to have this power over the world and destroy it for their pleasure, their leisure, and their profit. And somehow that has to end, and the only way it's really going to end is by changing the channel to Max's channel. And can you tell us what your channel is so people can find it more easily, Max?
My YouTube channel is The Crow House on YouTube. You can just go to my website, thecrowhouse.com. I've got a weekly show that I do on American Voice Radio, Surviving the Matrix, which airs every Friday night in the United States. But you'll find everything about me on thecrowhouse.com, and that's the name of my YouTube channel as well, The Crow House.
And as I understand it, you're also an artist and a musician.
Yeah, well, that's what I've done most of my life. I mean, that's how I've managed to get this information, really. When I was a kid, when I was at school, I really didn't like what they were teaching me. It was just all rubbish. I used to question my teachers a lot. And I subsequently got tossed out of four schools. By the time I'd gone through 3 years of high school, I'd been through four different high schools. And I had my own desk outside the principal's office for my last 6 months of high school. And I just thought one day, well, what am I doing here? So I walked out halfway through my exams, became a musician, and kind of lived on the outside of society. And it was interesting because living that life as a musician and only having to work, you know, a few hours a week, 4 to 8 hours a week usually is about what you're actually on stage playing, you know, and to do that and to be able to travel the world and live on the outside of society and have all that free time to research all these ancient mysteries, it's kind of interesting. You know, my life put me in a position where I could live by the art of my life on the outside of society and have plenty of free time to research all the stuff. And my work also gave me the opportunity to travel to all these places to research the things I wanted to. So it's quite interesting how it all happened. But, yeah, that's how I got this. I mean, I never planned on being a radio host or doing any of the things I'm doing. You know, I just sort of started looking into history, why history was so wrong. And like I say, when you start looking into history, it leads you down the rabbit hole. You know, you start thinking, well, they can't have just missed all this. They must be covering it up. So you start looking at cover-ups, which leads you whole down the ET, UFO rabbit hole and why they're hiding all of this sort of stuff. And then you realize that it's all government corruption, that everything's a lie and they're hiding everything. So it becomes this huge web that you kind of delve into. And after about 50 years, you come out on top and realize that you still don't know anything. All these mysteries have been put there for a reason, and you've got to step back and look at it all as one big thing and realize it's all one big puppet show. The world's run by a criminal class that's masquerading as governments in all of our countries. They're all working together, and it's just about destroying the infrastructure and destroying all these things. Like you say, with Trump, I mean, 1.2 or what, 2.3 billion or something in arms he's selling to Yemen. How can America say it's the home of the brave and the land of the free, and it's doing all these things for world peace, well, it's selling this amount of arms to people who are killing children with them. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Indeed it is, and hopefully we change that. I'm George Freund, your guest host, and we'll see you on the other side of the news break. Thanks for coming to Power Hour Nation.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
USA Radio News.
There seems to be no end in sight to the partial government shutdown as House lawmakers don't plan on voting this week. Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy tells Fox News things are very quiet on Capitol Hill.
Not much has happened in Washington, as best I can tell. Ultimately, the president needs to sign a bill. Schumer needs to give 10 votes for it to pass in the Senate until they finish their deliberations. Hopefully, when Schumer decides that he agrees we need security on our Mexican-U.S. border, we'll be able to go back to work.
The Ohio Senate failed to override the veto of House Bill 258 by Governor John Kasich. That bill would ban abortion if there's a heartbeat detected. Kasich originally vetoed the bill, saying the state would likely lose any lawsuit challenging the bill. The roller coaster ride on Wall Street continues as the Dow at one point was down over 500 points, did rally back, though, to close up over 250. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, joining us from Surviving the Matrix, Max Egan from Australia. And I came across an old TV show, it's a little bit older now even,
from Romania. And it's in Romanian, unfortunately, so I just have to depend on what I'm seeing. But it was about these secret tunnels in the Buzăgi Mountains. I doubt that pronouncing that particularly accurately. But seemingly these tunnels go very, very far, including to Tibet and Egypt, and talk of an inner earth. And there's a certain individual that you've probably heard of who invests very, very, very much buying land in this area, the Carpathian Mountains. And you probably know him better as, you know, the pretender to the throne, Prince Charles. And there's a very interesting Nature documentary about him being in the area, the nation of Vlad the Impaler. But they have videos of, you know, like giant skeletons and such like that, that, you know, they detail very, very clearly on this television show. And it is just absolutely mind-boggling to see the video images. And I wish I spoke the language or understood all the words that went with it. But there is a direct link to a book that talks about it all as well. I have that on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com. So if you go in the video section and use the little search engine, you'll find that. And I can't imagine there's too many words that go B-U-C-E-J-I. And you can watch this show and look at some of the diagrams I found. This is, you know, part and parcel of what they hide from us is the truth, what our existence is in this matrix, this planet, or whatever it is that we reside on. And we are just kept as like little hamsters in a cage to run on the wheel and produce for the elites. Well, they have all the secret and buried knowledge to use at their disposal and dispose of us as required. And we're trying to break free from that to find out what really happened. And this is where, you know, Max is just a jewel in bringing this to bear here. You found as well in one of your videos, you were talking about Paris and all the bones that were in the giant caverns underground. It sounded like hundreds of thousands, if not millions. Could you elaborate on that for us?
Well, yeah, the catacombs in Paris, there's one section, which is just a 2 kilometer section, where there's 6 million bodies in this one section. And these tunnels go on for at least 30 miles underneath Paris. And it's reported that these tunnels, such tunnels exist under many cities all around the world. You've got to ask what's in them. You know, the reason we're given for these bodies in these catacombs is that they had to relocate the bodies in the cemeteries. The cemeteries were overflowing. There was nowhere to put the bodies. So they relocated them to what used to be an underground quarry. But when you look at these tunnels, they certainly don't look like a quarry. And the way the bones are stacked, they're just stacked femurs and skulls like rolls of parchment along this section of tunnel. And they all look like they've been cleaned. They look like they've been boiled. All the bones and skulls look like they've been boiled. There's sigils arranged into the walls with pentagrams and skull and crossbones and obelisks and all sorts of stuff going on down there. And the rest of the bodies, like the rib cages and things, are just scattered and strewn all behind them. So no regard for them. And you've just got to wonder what it's all about, what they're all for. And yeah, the tunnels exist all over the world, all in all countries. Like you say, these countries in Ukraine. I'd be very interested in seeing that link, actually, that you're talking about, even if it is in Romanian. You have to send me that link and I'll have a look. I've got a friend nearby who is from Lithuania, who speaks a lot of those languages and can translate all of this stuff for me. So I'd be very interested to see that. So, and yeah, the history that we're told is very different. What people have to understand is all that you really know, all you can confirm, no matter how well read you are, now you don't know where the books come from. And all the books have been rewritten. There's been massive book burnings happening all through history, even the history that we know. You know, we rewrite the books just so we've got copies. And now, there's a mysterious fire which burnt all the originals. Aren't we lucky we had the copies? You know, but it's always the originals that get burnt. And then it happens again. They're copied again, and then those other ones, the copies get burned. So the books we've got now are copies of copies of copies of copies, all of which have been revised to fit the currently accepted history. And look at history. Napoleon Bonaparte said, you know, history is a collection of lies agreed upon. And it's true. That's what it is, you know. And all we really know, no matter how well read you are, all you know is that which exists in living memory. And that's what people need to take into account. They really do need to step back and look at things and look at the physical evidence and see what the physical evidence lying all around them in their own cities is telling them, not what the history books are telling them. You know, because how long would it take to change history? You're one generation. All you have to do is separate the children from their parents, which is what's been done to the last couple of generations. Their kids have been removed from their parents at a very early age, taken into this education system. The parents have got no idea what the kids are being taught. You know, and the parents should just get this TV reality put into their minds while the kids have been taught a false history. And that's all you have to do is teach, you know, control the education system and teach everybody the same history, whether it's true or false. Just teach them what you want them to believe, and they'll believe it. You've got kids out there up in arms in the streets because they're scared of global warming, saying the world's going to end in 12 years, and we need to do it because of what they've been taught at school, which is all complete rubbish. You know, man-made global warming, all this stuff. It's a complete crock. None of it is true. But you've got kids believing it because that's what they're being taught. And that's how easy it is to change history. And that's what's been done to all of us. You know, and I believed a lot of the official versions of history for a long time. I believed a lot of the stuff that I read in books because, to me, that's where you look when you're trying to figure out history. You go to the history books. And then you travel all around the world, you go to these places, you know, you go to Egypt, you go to Europe, you go and look at all of these old places. But all through it, you're considering that the timeline is correct. But what if the timeline is wrong? What if it's all been pushed back in time, all of this stuff that you're seeing around you? What if what we're calling ancient history wasn't exactly so ancient at all? What if it was just a couple of hundred years ago? What if there was free energy 150 years ago? What if they constructed the persona of Nikola Tesla? Perhaps he was a real character, but perhaps they knew they couldn't destroy all of the traces of this free energy and all this stuff that was around, so they had to construct someone like Tesla to cover it up, to create the backstory. Oh, there was this wonderful guy who could do all these things, but he never left any notes and nobody could figure out what he did. Well, what if everyone was doing it? You know, they would need to create someone like Tesla to cover up that fact. Same as they needed to create someone like William Shakespeare and attribute all that stuff to him, which was very likely written by the Bacon Society, just to create the backstory. So, you know, it brings everything into question. You know, the discovery of Tartaria and the discovery of these buildings that were very likely producing energy and acting like giant crystal sets. Now, many of the old buildings, this appears to be what they were doing. They were harvesting ethereal energy. They need to create a backstory, but realizing it was just 150 years ago that this was all happening, it's incredibly empowering. You know, it really is, because you start to realize that it would be actually quite easy for us to get back to this and that the knowledge still exists. I would suggest that there's still people, such as probably the British royal family, there's people that are still very aware of how these energy devices work, that are still using free energy. So the technology still exists. It's just that we don't know about it. It's been hidden from us, you know. But there's evidence of this everywhere. So it's been a hugely interesting rabbit hole, and it's been a hugely revealing time the last 12 months or so. A lot of this research is coming out now.
Well, one thing one of your fans posted was a Daily Mail picture or article to a picture of the Queen giving her address, and this fireplace that you described that doesn't have a flue and has these two large objects in front that look like it's a free energy device of some sort that you'd find in castles is behind her. So I imagine the Queen is very well informed on some of these matters because, you know, she resides in a building that was equipped with this material. And, you know,
When you look at crystal sets, it's as simple as a crystal radio set for people who think this is all far-fetched. Look at how a crystal radio set works. It's a combination of copper and crystal, and it creates electricity, enough electricity to create a current, and it creates a means of being able to pick up radio waves and pick up a signal. So you think about how a church is built with the copper tops and all these, and a lot of the old buildings, the old church windows, the stained glass windows were made of crystal. You've got a crystal set. You've got a huge crystal set. A lot of these old churches, a lot of these old buildings with the copper tops, and you look at all the devices and the designs for harvesting free energy. They've all created these circles and balls that are changing in size like a spire. So it's all there in these buildings. These are giant crystal sets. And if you can think about that and you look at those fireplaces like you're talking about, there's no room to put wood in a lot of these places. You've got these two devices that seem to be projecting something onto a metal plate, and it's the metal plate which very likely heats up and projects the heat into the room. It's like just a hot plate in the room. And this is created from the copper top of the building and how it all works. I mean, how it works, we're trying to figure it all out. But there's every evidence that this is what's going on, and this is how the world is run. You know?
Indeed, indeed. And we'll take a short break and get into our last segment. Matt Egan, Surviving the Matrix.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Our Nation, and the guest host from Canada, George Froin, joining us from Australia is Max Egan, Surviving the Matrix, one of the top pieces of information I think you're ever going to find on the planet Earth, because he's genuinely looking for the truth, looking for answers, and that's where you're going to find it. And somehow I think we must be karmically connected or something like that, because, well, I was telling you at the beginning, I was, you know, looking for shortwave radios, and I was at a radio store website here in Toronto, and I'm looking at a crystal radio online and reminiscing about my childhood and how I built one of these. My dad got me one and was getting me into radio, and I was too young to really understand the fact that it didn't take batteries or you didn't plug it in, but, you know, this is the thing, the crystal, the stones have power, and this is something I've told you in previous shows, is the fact that, you know, an altar in the Bible is supposed to be unhewn stones, untouched by a tool, because we damage it. These stones can contain probably things we don't understand, and probably the crystal stones even more so, and that they may be basically the microchip of heaven to store information. Maybe that's why men just feel compelled to climb the mountain. It said in that petroglyph, you know, to pray on the mound. Jesus prayed on the mount. There is a significance to things that seem to give us power. And at the same time where he was talking about, you know, the burning of the books, you know, I was clicking up a documentary I have on my website about the burning of the Library of Alexandria, one of the greatest libraries, you know, the world has ever known, probably with the greatest collection of the ancient knowledge, the truth, totally and completely destroyed, so that no human being can ever have a look at what really is going on in our existence, in our matrix. And we have to break these veils apart, charge through, and find these things out for ourselves. And logic is the weapon. You use the laws of logic, and whatever is false will fall away, and you will be left with a truth. It may be uncomfortable, it may be difficult, but it will be there, and that will be your compass to take you to where you have to go. And then we can liberate ourselves once and for all and have and share the power of the elites, not to exploit people, but to empower us all to live comfortably and well. And, you know, Max is just a champion on that. What do you think about Comrade Q? I know you have some interesting comments about him.
Look, you know, I think the information that he's bringing out is great. It's great that people are getting the info and they're hearing how corrupt everything is. But I get a little bit concerned about the whole concept of just sit back and trust the plan. You know, I mean, what plan is this? I mean, the state is corrupt. The state is corrupt to its very core. When you start looking at the fact that history's changed and you start considering the concept of Great Tartaria, the concept of free energy, the concept that all these wars that are being fought are all manufactured, they're all the one war, all to destroy this infrastructure. And then along comes Donald Trump and the plan and Q to remove the deep state, get rid of all these pedophiles and all this stuff. Well, okay, if we do that, 50,000 sealed indictments or whatever, okay, we do that, what's going to change? How has anything changed? What are we going to go back to free energy? Are we going to stop all these wars? Are we going to stop bombing Yemen? Are we going to admit that all of these governments are one big criminal cabal working together? You know, are people going to put down their nationalism and realize that it isn't about making America great again, it's about freeing mankind? You know, this is the thing. I mean, so much of it is a puppet show. I mean, sure, it's great that it's exposing all of the workings of the deep state, but the deep state is the state. I mean, the deep state is what happens when they turn the cameras off and they close the doors. That's what happens. That's the deep state. And it's the state. One can't exist without the other. And as long as you have the state, you're always going to have the deep state, because they're always going to close the doors and they're always going to do things in secrecy. Like you say, that warehouse they've got full of those secret documents, that's the deep state. You know, and all of those documents have been put there by the state, because it's the same thing. So, you know, people aren't seeing past the theater and the charade. You know, I think a lot of it is exactly that, theater and charade. Keep people distracted at a very, very important time when we could actually establish freedom ourselves. You know, the blinkers are falling down, falling away from a lot of people's eyes. They're seeing that, you know, the whole world is corrupt. It's all run by criminals. And so they've got to do a play like Trump. They've got to do something like this to throw the people a bone, to keep them complacent, to keep them sitting back and waiting for another couple of years for something to change, not realizing that they can change it themselves anytime they want to. All they've got to do is put down the support they give for the system and start supporting each other, realize that there's just people here, there's just people in the world, you know, and we don't have to do what we're told. You know, this state is just a series of criminals manufacturing war. That's all it is. All these countries, they all work together. And it doesn't matter which country you go to, they'll tell you the same thing. You go to Canada, they'll tell you it's the greatest place in the world. Everyone else is doing it hard. You don't want to go there. It's better here. And we've got to keep our border secure from all the terrorists. Go to France, they'll tell you the same thing. Go to Germany, they'll tell you the same thing. Go to Lithuania, they'll tell you the same thing. United States, Venezuela, Peru, it doesn't matter where you go. Australia, they'll tell you the same thing. And all the people in these countries live in fear of the terrible terrorists coming and invading them, and they also live in fear of their own government because the laws the government are putting in to protect them from the terrible terrorists who are coming to invade them. You know, and when these two countries go to war or whatever, you know, say Australia goes to war with France, it's just the two governments facing off against each other saying, how many people do you want to kill in each of our countries? Then we'll bomb all the civilians and bomb all the cities. They won't touch the government buildings. Then the two guys will get together and say, oh, we're not at war anymore. We have to rebuild our countries now. It's theater. It's a puppet show, the whole thing. Depopulation and destruction of infrastructure, all of it. It's one big crime family, and they all work together. So, you know, yeah, there's awareness coming from Q, but it's not going to change anything. The only change is going to come from the hearts of the people when we choose to make a difference and we choose to remember who and what we are, you know. And if you really want to get religious about it, that's the message Christ was giving you the whole time. Stand up for yourself. That's all he was really saying.
Well, one thing I've always said, there isn't a them and us, there's only us. And we're divided and conquered, so we have to remember that. There's only us. And if you go into the CIA document, I have it on the video that I posted of Max's video as well, the link to it. And you read what it says. It says they use people of the Muslim faith, the Soviet Union, to do their bidding and then cast them aside. They were just little tools to get them to where they want to go. And that's the way it works. That's where the terrorists are. They're usually employees of the state. And they just create the crisis to propose a solution to give the state more power. And that's something we have to break from. And we're getting near the end of the line here, unfortunately. I could probably go on another hour because it's just so fascinating to learn all these things. And we have to thank Max and survive the Matrix. Thank you very much, Max.
My pleasure, brother. My pleasure to come on. Happy to come on and have a chat anytime.
Bless you.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about a dollar a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.